This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice. The Department of Family and Protective Services was in the news this week because its commissioner, Hank Whitman, is retiring. His announcement came a day after the Texas legislative session ended. It's a session child advocates say was marked by little action on foster care. The Texas Standard's Becky Fogel reports.
Let's back up 2 years to the 2017 Texas legislative session. That year, Governor Greg Abbott made overhauling the state's struggling child welfare system a top priority.
We need more workers, better training, smarter strategies, and real accountability in order to safeguard our children.
Abbott's call to action came after a federal judge declared the Texas foster care system unconstitutional and broken. There had also been a spike in the number of kids sleeping in state offices and hotels due to a lack of placements. As a result, state lawmakers pumped an extra $500 million into the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Cut to the 2019 Texas legislative session, and, well, it just wasn't the same. Kate Murphy is the Senior Child Welfare Policy Associate at Texans Care for Children. She had hoped lawmakers would prioritize more foster care reforms this session.
And there were a number of pretty big ticket items, things like expanding trauma-informed care and taking care of our older youth in foster care, which they were hoping last session to actually continue the work on, that just didn't get the kind of attention that we were expecting at all.
Will Francis echoes that perspective. He's the government relations director for the National Association of Social Workers Texas chapter.
School finance and property tax reform sucked all the air out of the room, and maybe rightly so, in that these were major issues that needed to be addressed.
Francis says he thinks part of the problem is that state lawmakers tend to look at issues as session-specific.
Meaning because they put so much attention and, in their case, renewed and increased resources in the CPS last session, many of them thought that problem was solved and didn't want to come back to it.
But chances are next session, they will have to tackle it again. That's because there are some major milestones ahead for Texas foster care. One is a federal measure that revamps how the U.S. government pays states for foster care. It goes into effect after the 2021 session ends. That leaves little time for the state to comply with new federal standards to keep qualifying for those taxpayer dollars.
Waiting until the next legislative cycle, we will have 1 month from the beginning of the next fiscal year, from that biennium to when the law goes into effect, to invest that money and start making changes, and that's just not going to be enough time.
There are some smaller piecemeal measures that have been sent to Governor Abbott to improve the lives of kids in foster care. One measure provides support services to pregnant and parenting teens in the system. Another bill would make it easier for foster youth to get identification documents, allowing them to access jobs, education, and housing. For the Texas Standard, I'm Becky Fogel.